The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. It's Tuesday, October the 16th, and my friend Mel Zelenik is with us, retired consumer economic professor, University of Missouri. Good to have you here, who has saved me thousands of dollars with your advice over the years.
Well, I appreciate
just
that.
Just recently about the importance of negotiating.
Uh-huh.
How important it is to negotiate everything, that every price is negotiable.
Well, not everyone.
Almost. 90% of things are negotiable.
And the real key is put yourself in the seller's position.
Yeah.
And if it's a situation where you can negotiate, that would be fine. You know, if you're negotiating with a doctor, for example, and you have an operation, I don't think you want to start your negotiation while you're being operated on.
Right. But you do want to shop around.
Yes.
You want to shop around.
Yeah.
Okay. What are we talking about today?
Paul, I always like to talk about what we did last time. And briefly, last time we ended up talking about retirement plan fees, mm-hmm. and how you really want to make sure that the fees are not exorbitant. Some people think there are no fees for retirement, and that's wrong. There are always some kinds of fees. Usually they're fairly modest, but you still want to check around. And I gave you an example, and we talked about it, that if you worked at a job and put $12,000 a year in a 401k, and the fees on it were about 3% a year, and you walked away from that job after that 35-year period, you would have about almost $1.5 million before
taxes. If the fees were 3%.
If the fees were 3%. Conversely, if you found one with your organization where the fees were much lower, for example, 0.5%, you would have almost double that amount after 35 years.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It would actually be $2.51 million as opposed to $1.42 million.
And that's if you put $12,000 a year.
A year for a working career of 35 years.
Now, when you invest, it's important. It is important to ask about what are the maintenance? You're talking about maintenance fees, right?
I always like to just ask fees in general so that you know exactly what your total fees are, so that there's no confusion. This is exactly what your fees are. And for example, let me just cut to the chase here. I believe, obviously, a lot in index funds. I believe a lot in Vanguard index funds specifically. They beat financial planning advice almost across the board, anywhere from 75 up to 90% in a typical or in a given year. I always like to recommend a book that I used in my classroom for many years, and I still suggest. This is probably the number one tip that I have for the average consumer who over a lifetime could save an enormous amount of money just by following this guy's guidelines.
And the book that you're talking about is The Smartest Investment Book You Have Ever Read by Daniel R. Solon. Daniel R. Solon. And it says, a simple, stress-free way to reach your investing goals.
And the bottom line is, if you spend about less, it will take you about 2 hours to read this. This is an easy read. And if you spend about an hour a year in rebalancing your portfolio, you're going to do much, much better than the average advice you're going to get from a financial planner, mostly, Paul, because of exactly what we're talking about
here,
the fees. And I like Vanguard because Vanguard, Fidelity, and one or two others really have the lowest fees.
But the thing is, you need to keep in mind that it is your responsibility to check this.
It is your responsibility.
It's your responsibility to check it out.
But people make it appear to be so much more difficult than it actually is. And Solon came up with an idea that basically says, you know, an hour or two a year, you'll be able to beat most of the quote experts. And the quote I like to read the best is from at the beginning of this book, where it says, "I believe that 98 or 99%, and maybe more than 99% of people who invest should extensively diversify and not trade. That leads them to an index fund with very low cost." Now, that person who made that statement is Warren Buffett. So I think he knows what he's doing. He said the average person, not Warren Buffett, but the average person, you, me, and I'm sure virtually everyone in your listening audience, should heed that advice.
Okay.
This is in the library. You can get it online for a couple bucks.
Okay. So it's called The Smartest Investment Book You'll Ever Read by Daniel R. Solon. Comes highly recommended by Mel Zelenik.
Yes, I use it for years in my classroom.
Okay. We've got about 2 minutes left, Mel.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about negotiating with automobiles and if you're going to purchase a new automobile. And my question to you is, the typical negotiation on a new automobile is $1,000 off the sticker price. Is that true or false? So in other words, if the car is $30,000 new, you should be able to buy that car for $29,000.
I think you could buy it for less than that.
Okay.
Well, you're going to ask me why.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I don't know why, but just my gut instinct says that, yes.
You've been answering too many trick questions over 30 years.
My gut instinct is that you can negotiate more than $1,000 off.
Well, it does depend, and it really does depend on a specific vehicle and the specific, again, supply and demand on that vehicle. But there are other factors to keep in mind. But a wonderful website, as a matter of fact, there's two of them that I highly recommend. One is Edmunds.com, and the other one is KBB.com, which is also known as KellyBlueBook.com. Mm-hmm. Those are free services. Consumer Reports offers a similar service, but it costs a little bit of money.
So KellyBlueBook.com.
Or Edmunds.com. And if anybody can't write that down, if they're in a car, they can easily just email me at cruise@centrytel.net.
And when you go to those two websites, if you're thinking of buying a car, is it going to tell you what the sticker price is and how much you can expect to negotiate off?
Let me give you an example.
Okay, you have to do it quick.
2013 Nissan Altima. The manufacturer suggested retail price $29,150. Edmunds says you should be able to buy that car at $27,015. The other website, Kelly Blue Book says that. Edmunds says $27,757 is what they would recommend, but they've had people who have purchased it as low as $26,686.
Okay, all right.
And we'll finish that up next time.
Okay, Paul. Thank you, Mel. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, we're going to meet the new majors from the Salvation Army. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Drop me an email, something you'd like to hear or see, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.